This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzz TV Drag Race fans. We are here in our pajama realness to discuss with you the reunion for season 12, Alone Together. I am your host, 123 Jackie B. With me, special guest, Lorraine Love.
Hello! Just doing some light afternoon reading.
We love that reading. And as always, Ollie Dredden.
Hey, Lorraine, did you wake up like that?
Rolled right out of bed, girl. Came right here.
Gotcha. I knew it.
And Jayla rocks in Ninja Turtles onesie realness.
Yes. Woo-hoo! Turtle power, baby.
Yes.
It might be the turtle power or it might be this tequila and pineapple juice that I want to devour this whole show. Okay.
She'll give you the recipe later. It's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, it's special.
I want to get you guys initial thoughts on this reunion episode. This is actually my favorite reunion episode ever. And a couple of people in the chat were saying that they enjoyed this episode because it felt so honest. And I think part of that is just the fact that you get to see inside the queen's homes. There's something that hits you where you're like, oh, this person is broadcasting from their home. It becomes very personal. So like, not just the fact that we're having personal conversations, but the fact that, you know, they're not sitting on a stage. They're in like more pajama, like something like usually they're in more glammed up outfits. So I think that contributed to like an atmosphere of more like honesty and lightness. What are you guys' initial thoughts? Jayla, we'll start with you.
We're like, do I see? Okay. I have to say this. They absolutely pulled it off. Now, I was like snooping around on social media and a lot of people were like, well, how are they going to pull this? You know, they were making fun of like the whole Zoom thing, but they absolutely turned it. All the looks were amazing because even though they were still at home, this is still a competition, you know what I mean? And they didn't take it as, dang, I have to be at home. It's like, hey, how can I turn this into another sickening look, which they all looked great. And we'll talk about Nacho Libre too.
We will.
Oh my goodness. I loved it. I love that. I liked what you brought up, Jackie, about them being at home. Like, obviously, alone together was a theme. And the fact that it just helps humanize them. Like, we are all at home right now and that we're all very vulnerable and no one was, like, talking over each other. Like, sometimes reunions can be. And so it was just nice how everyone got to, like, have a moment in this particular reunion. Like, everyone, even Dahlia Sin. But it was fun. I loved it. And, like, everyone's look I was living for. I mean, who doesn't love PJs? I mean, we're in our PJs right now. So giving all the PJ eleganza. So it was
eleganza.
I really liked it. And I agree with Jayla. Like, it was a great reunion despite it being over Zoom.
I think
Lorraine,
we'll be
what
saying,
were your thoughts?
I think we'll be seeing a lot more Zoom reunions. Because they can edit. So. They can edit.
Yeah.
The magic of the edits.
They don't have to pay for flights, right?
That's right.
And it's easier to edit because it's harder to edit when you're sitting in rows, you know, versus like you each get your own window, you know? Yeah. And maybe
I love the little song at the beginning too.
I love
Shady
Bands. I love that.
I think everybody was thinking the worst. So it's nice. I thought it was fun.
Even I love also the SP shade. You know, just like it was the perfect thing. Like they brought up the 13 to 12. And I think that's the most professional, but also comical way to kind of address the issue. So I thought that was great because everyone wanted them to address it, but that was fun. They were having fun with it despite like the controversy.
Let's get into the outfits because another thing I appreciated about this was you don't have a queen sitting in front of another queen. So you really do get to see, at least from the waist up, you know, what they chose to wear. So I'm going to go with my favorite outfits and then you guys let me know what yours are. I obviously liked Widow Von Du, and this is inspired by Widow Von Du's outfit where she was holding a teddy bear. And I just thought she looked great because there were some people who didn't look like they were in pajamas. So I appreciated that her look actually looked like that, but it was like still glamorous.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh, how so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit, or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
And then Crystal, I like the Ebenezer Scrooge. That was so very Crystal and like a fun new take. And then Heidi looked gorgeous. Like people have been ragging on her makeup all season. And she was like, no, I'm here with this like phenomenal makeup. And I love that area in her house. Like she like, I don't know if it looks like that all the time or like she just did up to match herself for the video. It was like, I was living for that.
Royalty,
she just didn't put pillows down in her guest room and sit down on the floor.
Right. Maybe if that's your, I don't know.
Are you reading me? It's fun for you people.
Well, I have a beanbag on my guest room floor. That's where I am right now.
We love a beanbag.
Come on. If you could only see what's on the other side of all this.
A bunch of cages and
it's just dildos everywhere.
Oh my gosh. I agree. I loved Crystal's for sure. She held that damn candle all reunion.
I know.
Some of the queens that really stood out to me were like the early outs, like Nikki, Rockham, Dahlia looked gorgeous. And she kind of like, it was nice seeing her not in a broccoli. So I think maybe it's because they left the earliest, but they stood out to me. But everyone looked great. Jada, like I can't get over it. Gigi, like there was really no one that looked terrible. Like it was a fun challenge, not even a challenge, but it was just nice seeing everyone comfortable, but yet still like doing their best in like the whole PJ Eleganza look. So, but definitely like I loved Rockham and like Dahlia. Lorraine.
Me? I think hands down the best was Jada.
That was cute, yeah.
It was finally the camp that I wanted from Jada. I think it was the one.
Lorraine is frozen.
Vogue.
It was Vogue. A beautiful position to be frozen in. So until we have her back, Jayla, your thoughts on top outfit?
Well, you know what? I have to say my favorite was Jada. I absolutely love the pillow couture. It was totally out of the box for me. But I, like you said, I can't pick and choose who was great. They all looked great. And it was good to see everybody back and having fun. And I feel like this was a fun take on it because, you know, like you said, they are at their homes and everybody had great lighting. They knew better.
Mm-hmm. They producers probably sent them that good lighting and those good cameras.
I'm sure.
You know,
I'm sure.
Like we got to get this looking good. Like the Real Housewives, they're doing it. So they have to get on that level.
I also thought it was a funny moment when Rue kind of made everybody stand up and show what they were wearing. Cause I'm wearing sweatpants, y'all. Like when you're on a Zoom call, it's like fancy from the waist up, and then from the bottom down, it's like sweatpants and shower shoes, you know?
It's
sounds
relatable
like a party to me. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So shade of the season. We did have some like conversations highlighting the shade of the season, and then Jan got to use her favorite shade button. One of the first instances that came up was all of the queens choosing Nikki to go home I don't know. Like, that to me, it was just like, those conversations, it's always like, you got to pick somebody. And usually people are like all peer pressured to pick the same person anyway, you know? So I don't know. I don't see it as like much of a drama as they made it out to be. And somehow I don't think they really saw it that much as a drama, but I guess you got to come up with something to talk about.
Nikki, yeah. I think Nikki learned a valuable lesson of not to kind of like join. She kind of like assimilated to everyone like saying like she should go home, and that's why she said she herself should go home. But I think she learned a lesson in that, like don't like ever doubt yourself. So that was good, but she still seemed a little like little apprehensive about it. I don't know, maybe she just played it up for like the reunion, but she still seemed like a little like tense about the situation. But yeah, I agree, for the most part it's kind of like rehashing things that like feel like have been already rehashed. She's back. Yeah. Yes, Lorraine.
Hi, girl.
Come on, she's yes. coming.
Hi, girl.
Come on, she heard what? The shade moment. She's like, oh, I gotta join. I gotta get back in.
Yeah, I'm still scared about Nikki.
We can hear
yes,
you.
We can hear
we
you.
We just can't okay, see why? You.
Hello?
Okay. Why am I not getting video now?
I don't know.
Don't we, your video we love is, live.
It says your video is stopped. Hold on.
Ah, there
Hi.
You go.
Yes. She's coming.
Jiminy Christmas. Okay.
Well, I would say I'm still scarred about Nikki Doll, like being a very early out type kind of girl, because every time I saw her, she never disappointed in the fashion. And even though it kind of like missed the mark, I would like to see like a lookbook of Nikki Doll. Like, you know, I would like to even have a doll of Nikki Doll. You know what I mean? Can we yes. make it happen?
And she has such a cute accent. So can the doll have like a button on it where it says like Nikki Doll things? It was so funny when she was like, they're all calling me Pepe Le Pew. And she was like, what is that?
I have to say, I think every season I always say there's one that kind of my opinion changes by the end. And I think she's the one for me who my opinion of changed the most from the Meet the Queen. I think she really does have a charming personality that we didn't really see on the show or leading up to the show. She's very funny and very, you know, like she's not that, you know, supermodel, I'm just gonna give you looks kind of thing. There's actually a personality there. So I always say those are my favorite when later I go, aw, I actually really like you now. Like mm-hmm. that always makes me happy. I think she's the one this season that surprised me the most.
Did you, you got cut off before you were telling us what outfits you like. So I'd like to touch in with you about that.
Jada, Crystal, and Widow. Hands down my three favorites. And I thought if we're gonna do a slumber party, do a slumber party. And I didn't like anybody who didn't dress in the theme. And I thought, you know, and I know everybody's gonna say I'm giving Gigi shit, but if you're going to be the one who's fashion, who's gonna give me looks and this and that, and then that's what you showed up for in the reunion, I get it, it's a slumber party, but it was just kind of like, really? A side pony? And I don't know, like I wanted more from, like, Jada and Crystal gave me final three.
I will say that like she gets bonus points, Gigi, because I follow her and like she posted like a Nightmare on Elm Street kind of vibe with the look. So I was like, okay, like I see, like it's a pajama theme. I saw the pajamas. But I respect your opinion, mother.
Till I get my hands on your face again, Stella. Uh-oh.
As long as it's not at the bathhouse. After COVID-19.
I would never, lady. I'm a lady. I would never.
Jayla, you were saying?
I was saying, thank you guys so much for staying with us this entire season. It's been a long ride. But we are down to the top three, and we're going to pick a winner. I used to miss when it was top three because we haven't had a top three since, what, season eight?
I think so.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, we're bringing it back to our roots here.
And I love that they're going to have five lip syncs. I think that's going to be, like, epic.
That's crazy.
Wait, what?
Rue said they're going to have five.
She says it. Yeah.
Each person's going to have five lip syncs.
Where I missed this.
Well, she said there's going to be five lip syncs total. So,
however, I thought she said whatever each combination. Person.
No, she said there's going to be five lip syncs. So, I think that's including like paired up.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. I'm guessing. I don't know.
I was thinking that it's predictions, but maybe the other queens, eliminated queens, lip sync too. Like maybe as a group. I don't know.
Could be.
I don't know.
Hmm.
Just for the heck of it. I don't know.
Oh, I left my shade button in the other room. Sorry.
Oh, no. It's okay. We had Jan doing that in this episode.
We had Jan doing that.
Yes.
So another shady discussion was about how Aiden called out Britta, which I was like, go you, Aiden, because she called out Britta for having these like high expectations of herself being a New Yorker and saying, yeah, she was like taking that out on me, which I'm like, good for you, because that is what she was doing. And then Britta was able to later in this episode kind of laugh at herself playing this guy who was like, can you talk about yourself without talking about New York, you know? So I appreciated that, because they're like, I do think that for some of the queens that are more well-known going on into this, they like put all this pressure on themselves, you know, but you got to make sure not to take it out on other people.
Mm-hmm. I also shout out to Aiden. Like, I loved her look. I forgot about it. Like, she looked great. It was giving me like Betty Page realness. I loved the bedroom realness as well. I love seeing her in the pink. That wig looked gorgeous. I love that they were throwing a little shade at her, like, but also like she was owning it. Like, she's like, yeah, I have six of the same wigs. Like, I'm a
which
bedroom
I loved
page. It was fun. Like, it was fun. And I think Britta learned a valuable lesson as well, and just also kind of reinstates that like it's done and over. They apologize. You don't have to continuously attack Britta. Like, she learned a valuable lesson. And it's like, you never want to like cyber bully, because they're, you know, especially in times like these, like, it's hard, because Britta even like stopped doing her social media. So it's like, it's just beating a dead horse. You know, they apologize, it's over with. Britta ain't winning Drag Race. So just, you know, enough with the hate. You know, we've had a lot of like turmoil with COVID-19 and even the SP drama trying to like ruin the season. So I just feel, my heart goes out to these queens, because they really have gone through it this season. And it's unfortunate.
And our heart also goes out to SP as well. Like, we're not going to kick a person when they're down. And Unfortunately, this person is not a part of the race, but still a human being. So we're also going to send love and positive thoughts throughout this time to SP. And that's all we can do from there. And then we can move on to All-Stars. You know, that train is sailed. So,
yeah.
And for the record, RuPaul is her name. It's not Miss Paul. It's Miss Charles.
Shade
for the record. just a little side note. I won't say names.
But we all know.
So, another shady moment was Dahlia talking about her elimination, which was like kind of one of the messiest eliminations that I've ever, like, exits that I'd ever seen. I think Fifi had one like that too, where she just left. So she just left and she was pissed off. And instead of like Ru's giving her like an opportunity to be like, hey, I was angry at the moment, but you know, I'm over it now and I feel like I should have dealt with it better. Nope. She was just like, it was rigged. That's it. And I was like, okay.
But
what did you guys think of that moment?
Maybe she's mad that she's just been known as the broccoli queen, but she's been in more episodes than some of the other queens. But yeah, definitely messy. She looked beautiful, like I said, but it's
and that's it.
That was all. That's all she'll be known for. So I kind of feel bad a little bit, you know.
Yeah. And we also send love to Dahlia Sin during this time. And we hope that she is safe.
We hope that she grows as a person.
Yes. And not we want her to sprout. Get it? We want her to sprout. We want her to do great things, but yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure she's green with envy. God. Okay. I'm going to stop. On, y'all. I'm going to stop.
What did you guys think? As they're going through shady moments, what did you guys think was like the shadiest moment of the season? Or a moment that was so shady that you were like gagged by it, you know?
I think when Britta said to Dahlia, you placed 13th in a season of 12.
That was good.
I was like, almost my quote of the week. Almost my quote
Britta,
of the week.
Britta had the reads in this reunion. That was really good. She had good reads this reunion. I don't know. I have to think. Jayla, do you have one?
You know, everybody didn't seem like very, you know, like nobody kind of came for each other. They were
I feel like they
had all kind of worked through their issues.
Right.
Yeah, they were all like, I feel like the reads were something they've already said in a group chat. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
right.
And they, no, go on. Sorry.
That's it.
They've had plenty of time to group chat, you know, with being isolated. So I'm sure they've definitely hashed it all out over Twitter and DMs and whatnot. So it makes sense. Like, they're all like, it's a sisterhood. Like, they even brought it up on the show. So they're very, it's a very close season. Like, I feel like we're not used to having like close seasons, a lot of combativeness in the past current seasons, but this one was very like, there's a lot of heart with it. I still don't know what the shadiest moment was. Maybe when, no, I honestly don't know. Do you have one, Jayla?
The shadiest moment for me is, and yep, I'm saying it, the shade towards Widow Von Du. Episode one, they were split up into teams, and Widow Von Du was trying to teach them the choreography that she wanted them to do, which then becomes the choreography for the Vegas challenge that Jamal Sims is trying to teach them, the same exact dance, and they're like, okay, we'll learn it. That's the shade of the season. The shade of the season is also getting Jada Essence Hall's name wrong every time she's on the runway. And the shade of the season is also the mirror moments that are forcibly produced for get people to cry before they go on the runway.
Damn, how do I follow that, Jayla?
I know.
I said enough for all of you. Let's move on.
I do want to say, though, like that, piggybacking off of what you said, I thought Widow in this episode was so, she handled it so superbly. Some of, like, I'm sure watching back, she was like, why are these people being so nasty to me? You know? And in some instances, like, she called Britta out for, like, completely rightfully so, because Britta was, like, hating on Aiden one minute, and then Aiden goes home, and Britta's like, oh, I loved her. And Widow's like, but did you really? You know? Mm. And she, in this episode, I feel like she handled, you know, looking back on herself and like having these, having the, like this level of shade thrown at her, she handled it so well and with such like classiness. And I was so impressed, because I'm like, you know what? Like, I would not have been probably as like put together about some of those situations when you look back on it and you're like, wait, why did they do that to me? You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have one.
So, that just impressed me so much. I just thought, like, she's broke. Like, really, yeah.
I have one real quick. The shadiest moment for me was like when Jan didn't win the Rusical. Like, I still think, but it worked out in her favor with merchandise and it becoming a meme, so it's fine. And I think it's a great, the producers do a great job of like creating their all stars for coming back, you know, later. So I'm sure we'll see Jan on All Star. But still, like, I remember I was really shook when Jan didn't win. But that was shady. That was some shadiness for sure.
So I want to talk about Lisa Rinna's message. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying my shady moment is for the my shady moment is for the future All-Stars when Jan is back and does another singing challenge and doesn't win again.
No, that would be so bad. Did you have a Raven Baxter moment? Oh my God. No.
Is it safe to come back out? Because I heard shots. I heard some shots that were fired. People around here go to
just
work.
Just a prediction.
Wow.
So I want you guys to go on a journey with me. So Aiden does a Patricia Quinn kind of as her character in Rocky Horror impression in Snatch Game. Patricia Quinn then goes and basically shits all over it and says it's terrible, which is Britta then does a really hilarious read on her later about in this episode about that reaction. But then in this episode, we have Lisa Rinna come on and tell Jackie that her impression was really funny. And I was just so happy to hear that because I'm like, this is how you should handle it. You know that these queens are doing like, they're doing something that is in honor of you, even if it's kind of making fun of you, but they chose to pick you because they like you for some reason, you know? And so Lisa Rinna saw it for what it was, where she was like, hey, like this person really likes me, you know, and she was able to like make her own joke by being like, my husband, Harry Hamlin, and then having him walk in. So I was like, kudos to you for being in on the joke and respecting someone who did an impression. Cause like Patricia Quinn, it's like, yeah, her impression wasn't that great, but at least she picked you because no one else thinks of you outside of Rocky Horror Picture Show. Yeah.
Well, no one ever thinks of you, period.
Right.
Shadiest moment goes to Jayla.
Why are you gagging so? She brings it to you every ball.
Oh my God. That was sweet though. Like, I feel like Lisa, she's a real housewife of Beverly Hills, and a lot of the housewives, they're reality stars. You know, they have a sense of humor. They know what the antics they go through with their reunions, with their stuff on the regular season. So
they're
used
to the drama.
Right. And it's like crossing over fan bases, Real Housewives and Drag Race fans, which are probably the same.
It's technically the same show. A whole bunch of bitches competing to be on top.
Like, if anything, Jackie is bringing more relevance to Lisa. And I mean, not saying Lisa's like irrelevant at all, but it's like she sees that she's trending, you know, and then it's all thanks to Jackie. So you gotta show love, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we love Lisa Rinna.
We love Lisa Rinna.
She's an ally.
And Mark, you remember when she was on Days of Our Lives, like
Lorraine,
you remember when she was on Days of Our Lives and did soap stuff too.
I will say this because I'm not a huge fan of the housewives shows. If I watch reality, it's like competition type shows. I like, even though we know that they're kind of formulated, but whatever. I still like it. I enjoy them. So when Lisa joined Beverly Hills, I was like, because Lisa Rinna, her character Billy Reed on Days of Our Lives was probably one of my all-time favorite characters on the show ever. And so when she was joining, I was like, okay. And Eileen Davidson joined at the same time, who was also on Days of Our Lives, who I also love. So I was like, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. And I will say this, I watched, because Lisa and Eileen, well, I think Lisa comes on right away. Eileen doesn't come on until the third episode of the season that they appeared on. And I watched up until Eileen joined the show, and I couldn't do it anymore. I could feel my brain cells dying watching it. It was very disheartening. I just love them so much. And then to see them on there really kind of just brought their status to me down. So I don't watch it. And I mean, I wish her all the best. And I hope she comes back to Days, because I will support that 100%. But
funniest read. So I was really excited that they had, they always have this in the reunions. They always have like a reading thing. But because I was so starved for a real reading challenge, I thought these reads were actually really good, and they made me laugh. So did you guys have like a funniest read that you really liked?
I screamed the loudest when they brought up Rock'em's Folsom. Is that what it is? Folsom?
Folsom.
Folsom, yeah.
No one knows about this?
I don't know about it. I just know it's a prison.
Oh, okay. Well, it was the event that they have in, on the street.
Yep. I mean, I know what Folsom is. I don't know what the relationship to Rockham is.
Okay, that's why it's not funny to you guys. So there is or was a video of Rockham at that event, and she had a lot of fun. I say Google it. I'm not going to talk about it, but that was what the joke was, and it was hilarious.
Well, now I know, and I can look it up later. So I'm excited about that.
Look it up later. It was funny.
Lorraine, did you have one?
One of them is my quote of the week, so I'll save it for quote of the week.
Okay.
I know. I feel like mine's already been said. I do like
mine.
Like,
was the Patricia Quinn one because I thought that was so funny because I was like,
It was fun. It was nice seeing Aiden and Britta go back and forth. I think I liked Aiden's Britta read about the whole sprinkler system. Like, that was cute. That was a lot. It was cute just seeing them kind of have fun with it.
I think there was also a moment that I wrote down too. Was when they're talking to Britta about, I think it's when they were talking to Britta about, hold on, I wrote it down here. When Britta tries to just, when Britta tries to justify voting, picking Nikki Doll to go home, and they cut, and now, again, I don't know if this was the moment that Aiden did it, if it was just very well edited, but I mean, it wasn't an eye roll. It was an eye, head, and neck roll from Aiden Zane. I was literally in my bed like, yes, girl!
I saw that too. It was really funny.
Right? Oh. Go back. When you watch it again, watch that cut to Aiden. She's just
it was epic.
Speaking of Rockham, I did love Nikki's. She tried to read. Remember when Nikki tried to do a read? And it just kind of fell flat. And then Rockham picked it up by saying, I put it in Google Translate and it was funny. Like, that was great too. And that was like not even planned, I'm sure. That was just kind of like on the spot. So that was a great kind of like improv read.
Although I will say, I remember now why I didn't miss Rockham.
She was great. Rockham. Don't kick her while she's down.
My goal is just to make Jayla fall over. That's my only goal here today.
We love you.
We also are sending love to Rockham. We love Rockham during this time.
We'll be sending out public apologies after this.
It's because Lorraine's here. If Mark was here, we wouldn't have.
Oh, different story. Well,
yeah, Mark's pretty restrained.
He's the quietest one.
He's so restrained. He's also a solid 28.
Solid.
Let's talk about, so they did like a super reel of the guest judges saying funny things. And I loved it, but I almost wish like that they had put those into the episodes because I'm like, what else did we miss? Because like there was funny stuff with Whoopi. There was like Leslie Jones signing, like telling Rockham that the whole bottom of her dress is like fucked up. And I thought some of that was like some of the funniest like guest judge stuff I had ever seen. So I was a little bit bummed that it wasn't in the episode, but glad we still saw it. What did you guys think of the outtakes from the guest judges?
It was fun. I was worried that it was going to be kind of, sometimes they do that and it's kind of like, oh, there's a reason they were edited out. But I thought there was a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, I wish they would release that like on like YouTube or something like after the show, like just little tidbits. Yeah. They do that usually. They did it with like Celebrity, but it's like you want more. It's like you're bringing these A-listers on. You're bringing the Blooms. You're bringing Leslie Jones. You're bringing who else came? AOC. So why not use all that footage? So it was kind of like it was awesome, but it's like as a fan, you wanted more from some of these celebrities because they're allies and they came on this show. You know, were secretive about it for like over a year. And so I enjoyed it nonetheless, though.
Jackie, they're asking in the chat room to talk about Rue's rubber mask.
Yes, we saved the best for last, which is Rue came in wearing a luchador mask. And I don't, like, I was just like, this is
actually,
not
pajamas. It wasn't a luchador mask. It was a very expensive face mask. But I think it was a play on with the Rue, with the blue face, I'm trying to go to bed moment.
Oh, yeah. Shut up. With the, she had curlers in that one season. I feel like that was season six. I want to say that was season six when she did.
Because I know, like, I know part of this is because it's like she doesn't do her own makeup anymore and hasn't in years. And you don't. I mean, it's just true, though.
That wasn't me this time.
Raven isn't complaining. Raven's happy. Raven's happy. Right. Like, Raven's and not complaining.
Like, if you don't do your own makeup, there's no one to do it because, like, we're in quarantine. So you can't, like, you can't ask somebody to come and do your makeup. So I get, like, that she wanted to do a look that was like, okay, I'm not wearing any makeup. But it did, now that makes more sense to me. But the whole time I was just like, because she's got a hoodie on and then the mask does look like a luchador mask. So the whole time I was just thinking, is she going to wrestle someone? Like, I it was not my favorite look at all because I just did not get it.
I mean, she may do with what?
Yeah.
The situation.
Well, so, the face mask is very expensive, honey. So I mean, I want it.
Could be worse. She could have looked like this. Okay.
You look nice. And also, Rue has a nice face. Like, he could have just put on a suit and looked great anyway.
It fit the theme. I'm sure we'll see Rue did up for the finale next week. Yeah. I don't know. Well, I don't know how.
We'll see.
I'm sure, though. They'll find a
way. It might be a face-kini situation.
from the season 10, where she wore the...
Yeah, where she wore the face-kini.
Maybe a face-kini that's airbrushed to look like her. That she just slides off.
Oh, it'll be like the iPhone emojis. She'll just be talking with an emoji for the whole.
Oh my God.
Detox did it and it was amazing.
Yeah.
You guys, any last thoughts before we go to news and gossip? Because I want to get a little bit of our All-Star Season 5 preview in.
I'm good.
Good to go.
So we found out that for All-Star Season 5, I can't even remember the setup now, but it's basically like a prior lip-sync assassin is going to come in and lip-sync against the top person? The winner.
The winner.
And then...
They get to send someone home.
Do you want me to explain it?
Yeah, I don't get it. I just don't get it.
So there's lip-sync assassins that will come in. So whoever wins the challenge is going to lip sync for their legacy against a lip sync assassin. The person who wins picks who they want to go home. If they win the lip sync, that person goes home. If the lip sync assassin wins, the people who are not the winner choose who goes home.
Oh.
And whoever gets the most votes from them goes home because the lip sync assassin won.
I love
it. It sounds interesting, but I have to like see it played out because I read this thing like 10 times and I you explained it the best to me because I was not understanding it. I was just like, somehow a lip sync assassin comes in and somebody goes home.
Well, all
it's my college degree.
Yes, all I heard was drag queens and voting each other out. I'm so down for it. You know, I love to vote a good queen out. Okay, so
I think the AfterBuzz TV panel should vote out who goes home.
Yes. Ooh, yes, maybe All Star 6.
Yeah,
okay. They'll book us.
We can hope. Fingers crossed.
But I do. I mean, I just do love the idea of a lip sync assassin coming in, just because you know. It's always nice to see a queen that you haven't seen in a while come back, and maybe it could be one of your favorites. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm so excited because I think Dita has to be a lip sync assassin.
Mm.
So I'm hoping Dita? For that.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Who should they be? Oh, do we have time?
Dita's my top guess.
Cameron Michaels survived like four lip syncs.
Cameron's a good one.
Miss Vanjie. Miss Vanjie.
Miss Vanjie. I actually wouldn't mind seeing Silky, because I think Silky was someone who was underestimated, I would say, on her season. I think Morgan McMichaels would be a good one too, but I'm biased.
And then, she's good though. No, she's good.
Monet.
Alyssa Edwards.
Yeah, Alyssa Edwards is a good
and
one. Yeah,
Monet lip sync a lot on season 10, right?
Yes. Yeah. Peppermint is a lip sync assassin.
Oh, Peppermint. Yeah.
Yes. That'd be a good
Latrice
one.
Latrice Royale.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Latrice would be a good one. Yeah.
I am so ready for All Stars 5. I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm so excited.
Yes, we will be watching.
Do you guys have any last thoughts before someone in the chat room wrote Miss Derek Barry? No. I love you, Chucky Chuck, but we know what you're doing.
This is why I
Miss Derek Barry.
Hey, Derek.
Yeah, she'll probably be the first to go home, but you know, whatever. Any last thoughts before we go? Thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Thank you. We love you.
We love you guys. In the chat room right now. Oh yeah, we forgot to do fan of the week and quote of the week. So fans of the week, Amber Ibanez, who is Team Crystal, and I'm gonna butcher this name. Anna Cat Epsilon, who's Team Jada, and Paris Lee, who is Team Gigi. Thank you guys so much for commenting, for tuning in. Thank you guys in the chat. We have D'Twan Tate, Chucky Chuck, Japple, Totally Jersey, Ryan B, Annabelle Reyna. Thank you guys so much for joining live. And if you make a comment on YouTube or iTunes with a 5-star rating or a thumbs up, you could be fan of the week. And we have 1 week left. For the finale.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Can you believe it?
Oh, I can't.
Flew by.
Yeah.
Flew by. While I'm sitting here in my pajamas for months. Just playing Animal Crossing to get my time.
Right. I remember when we were in studio, episode 1 together. Sad face.
Right? Times have changed.
Lorraine, what was the quote of the week?
So I have quote of the week and I have a quote of the season. Yay! For everybody. So my quote of the week is going to Widow. And it was when you guys asked about the reading, what was my favorite? Hers were my hands down my favorite. And there were two. So it's a tie for Widow with both of her reads. One being Crystal Method, you are the prettiest girl on the planet. Of the apes. And when she like said, DG, I bet R. Kelly wouldn't piss on you. I was like, shut up. She didn't go there. So those are ties. We don't get the quote of the week. It's a tie for both of her reads that were aired. And then my quote of the season, hands down, I think we can all agree on this. The quote of the season is, look up in the air.
Yes, I love it.
Look over there. Look over there.
Well, you guys, I am 123 Jackie B. You can find me at 123 Jackie B on all platforms. Thank you guys so much again for tuning in. Ollie, where can they find you?
Hey guys, it's Ollie. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Ollie Joomer. I'm Team Crystal. I love you.
Yay.
But good luck to anyone who wins. It's great. Yes. Great.
Well, they're all winners in our eyes. And you guys can follow me on Instagram at who is Jayla Rags. I know have Twitter because I got bullied off. So, oh well.
Boo. Send Jayda love. Boo for bullying. And Lorraine Love, where can they find you?
And you can find me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOV, just like right there. There.
It's on the other side.
Oh, it's over there on this side. Whatever.
See you guys next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.